Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me as I continue to celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Celebrating milestones, my friends. You should be doing it, too. We're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Salzman, Senior VP with Berman & Company. Michael, tell us about what you guys do.
Yeah, well, you know, Berman specializes, we do a lot of work, agriculture, labor work, but we like to think of ourselves as doing kind of edgy and memorable public relations work and campaigns, and it's my honor to handle the firm's labor work and to get into a lot of these tussles with the people who are trying to outlaw employment.
Right, no kidding. And how about the website, please?
BermanCo.com.
BermanCo.com. So, folks, I want to set Michael up for this by reminding you about something. If you perhaps you remember in October, November, in fact December of 2016. There was a memo that came out of the Obama-Biden Department of Labor, as I remember. It wasn't NTSB, National Labor Board, NLRB. It was the DOL, I think. A memo that was published that basically took a broadside shot at franchise employees. They wanted to make franchisee employees, your locally owned franchise. Those employees were going to connect all those employees to the mothership of the franchisor, which had no connection, but they were trying to do that. They wanted to do that to try to get to be able to organize all of McDonald's franchisees, all of Wendy's, all of Roto-Rooter's employees, so that the unions could come in and organize them. And it was just a memo. It wasn't an executive order, but it was a broadside, and it got a lot of people upset, didn't it, Michael?
Yeah, that's right. You know,
could have been ugly.
I'll spare your listeners the whole history, but the concept was this idea of joint employer, whether the franchisee is a joint employer of the franchisor. The NLRB under the Trump administration has ended up undoing a lot of the work that was done there, and so they have, in a sense, they've saved the franchise industry. But it's a good parallel because the problems, the reasons that unions wanted to break down that definition between or the divide between the franchisee and the franchisor is very similar to what's happening in the gig economy. Mm-hmm. They saw franchisees who they would like to organize, but it's very difficult for them to go store by store. But if they can have them all be, as you said, employees of the mothership, then they can just organize one place
right.
And they get the whole thing done.
And folks, this is antithetical to the structure, to the legal structure of these organizations. And you know, one of the things I remind people about, Michael, the franchise concept has created enormous millions of tens of millions of jobs. It's one of the greatest exports of America to the rest of the world. And this was going to completely subvert that whole model. And if we get a Biden administration, tell us what Biden has promised to do.
Well, how long is your program, right? I mean,
You got 1 minute, Michael.
You know, basically what he wants to do is he wants to renew attacks on the franchise industry. He wants to take the California approach on the gig economy, expand it nationwide. He also wants to do something called card check organizing, where basically it eliminates the secret ballot vote Makes it very easy getting
that's
union
an old that's an old trope that they're going to trot out again, folks. We've already defeated that before, but we might not be able to do it again. Go ahead.
You know, I'll tell you, it's summed up in a quote from one of Biden's union buddies who he was boasting to his members that if Biden gets in, he'll have the key to the back door of the White House, and I believe it.
Yeah, I believe that too. Folks, this is a dangerous scenario. This thing, and Biden, he makes no beans about what he's planning on doing. We already know what they did in the previous administration. Hey, Michael, BermanCo.com, is that right?
BermanCo.com is the company website. That's right. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say award-winning PR firm. We actually won some awards recently, so I'll add that little plug in.
I'm glad you did, and I'm not surprised. And as I've said many times, Michael, no chopped liver here, only the best for my audience. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time, Michael. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.